listening to the Patriot One Podcast with Matt Clark and Christina Higley. Conservative talk for real patriots, because freedom is on the ballot.
Good afternoon, Patriots. Welcome to another episode of the Patriot One News Podcast. We're broadcasting live out of the Patriot One News studio. I'm here with my lovely co-host, Christina Higley. A lot to talk about today. It is officially Trump 2024 season. Christina, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'm stoked. Trump had a great day yesterday, and I can't wait to talk all about it.
A huge day. So taking the primaries by storm, yesterday he clinched New York, Rhode Island, Connecticut, had a massive rally, I believe in Green Bay, right? With horrible weather, by the way.
Horrible. And lines for miles long.
Yeah. Lines mile long.
Yeah.
Couldn't wait
to get in to see him.
You know,
he got there, and not to interrupt you, over an hour into him being there, the lines were still coming through security. So many people showed up to see him.
It's
incredible.
It is. We have a clip here of these massive lines. We'll have that pulled through in just a second. But, you know, it's funny. I didn't see lines this long, you know, over the last couple of years. They're obviously ramping up big time right now, right? I mean, this is no joke. Look at this here. This is a time lapse and fast forward, just because it would take so long for the line, or for you to get through this line if you were just filming it at normal speed. This is incredible. I mean, I'm not surprised though, right?
It's amazing. I think people really have had enough, and they are coming out to support in large, large numbers. Incredible.
So New York, Connecticut, Rhode Island, and you know what I find incredible about this? I mean, clearly everybody's dropped out of the race by now. You know, there aren't too many primary. I mean, there's nobody, right? Who is anybody officially running against them anymore? I mean, I think everyone's dropped out at this point, haven't they?
Yep, but people are still showing up and voting.
Exactly. And that, because they want to make it very clear come the general election how much support there was during the primaries. I think they're trying to prove the numbers are massive. So don't try it on. Don't pull your shenanigans during the general, because this is how huge the vote was during the primaries. So I think it's I think it might be one reason why they're all kind of coming out in droves. But so much news around, his rally yesterday. Out of all the things that he said, what kind of hit home with you? Is there any one quote, any one thing that Trump said at the rally yesterday that you really were like, this is awesome? Good. I'm glad that he's kind of voicing this. Did anything, one particular moment stand out?
I mean, there were numerous moments, as always. I mean, he touched on the border and the crisis with all the illegals coming into the country. Mm-hmm. He touched upon, you know, cop killers and how there would be zero tolerance.
Right. Love that one, by the way.
Right. Talked about cutting taxes, brand new economic policies under him, which people loved. But the one thing that stood out to me the most is he said, quote him, and you could pull up the clip. He said, "What the hell was Biden thinking when he declared Easter Sunday to be Trans Visibility Day?" And then he said that November 5th is going to be called Christian Visibility Day when Christians turn out in numbers that nobody's ever seen before. And the crowd went crazy as he was talking about that. So out of the whole rally, I appreciated that, because Easter was just such a slap in our face by the current bozo president.
Right.
That I think that Trump mentioning this and saying, no, this is not okay, sent a loud and a clear message for folks like you and I that were just so disgusted.
Right.
On Easter Sunday by what Biden's administration chose to do.
So here's that clip Benny Johnson posted over on Twitter. Trump said, quote, "What the hell was Biden thinking when he declared Easter Sunday to be Trans Visibility Day?" Let's listen to this.
going to win the White House, and we are going to save our country. We're going to save our country. And what the hell was Biden thinking when he declared Easter Sunday to be Trans Visibility Day? Such total disrespect to Christians. And November 5th is going to be called something else. You know what it's going to be called? Christian Visibility Day, when Christians turn out in numbers that nobody has ever seen before. Let's call it Christian Visibility Day, all right?
It is good. It's good that he addressed it. I mean, he had to address it. He's addressed it on Truth Social. I saw all of the, you know, as he posts and kind of talks to his followers over on Truth Social. So I knew he was against it, obviously. He made it very clear that Biden owes everybody an apology for it. But now to come out, and I like that. I mean, he's got a big stage. He's got a big voice. You know, he can't officially declare it anything right now because he's not the president of the United States. And, you know, these things need to get kind of discussed. But we know what Trump means. He's like, come on, this is what we're going to call it. We're going to be loud. And this is where his genius and his marketing comes in, right? This is where he uses his platform to say, you know what, screw that. And it doesn't need to be official. We can still all rally together. And we can have our day, and we're going to call it Christian Visibility Day. I mean, that's what, you know, he's not a preacher, but that's what a preacher would do, official or not. You get to rally your troops and all celebrate something together. Sure. And he has a big enough audience to do that. So I think that was great. It was good.
Yeah, I loved it. I loved it. So in more serious business, the crowd was really getting excited when he was talking in particular about tax cuts and the economy. I think it just goes to show, we've talked about it show after show, Americans are just drowning right now with the cost of everything.
Yeah.
Everything in this country.
Yeah.
And I think that Trump's message yesterday was very powerful once again, that he wants to bring back that American dream. And, and I believe that he, you know, mentioned this boom, the Trump economic boom. And I think that that energy right now could not be any more timely for his campaign, because people are just drowning in the cost of living in this country. I liked that energy. I need it. I need a tax cut.
Yeah. Well, you know, when we
can't keep living this way.
And we spoke about this, and you're right, the tax cuts are very much needed. And I know you and I spoke about this when I was down in Florida the other week. And then I said, you know what? I really feel for the W-2 employees, because they're the ones who are getting screwed. As a self-employed entrepreneur, as you know, I can write off the world. Trust me, I can make whatever I make and I'll write it off. And I'm not trying to throw that in anyone's face. I'm not trying to brag about it. I think
not trying to get the IRS's attention.
No, but it's all legal. I mean, everything I do is legal. Right. I'll take advantage of all 5 million. That's why I always tell people, like, oh, you're disgusted that Elon Musk or Mark Zuckerberg or Jeff Bezos doesn't pay much in tax. Well,
even Trump.
Or Trump. I mean, you can't complain about it in one hand and then get mad at Trump and then ask and then kind of favor the Democrats over what they're trying to do, because the Democrats are the ones who are actually allowing it, right? The government allows these tax cuts in the first place, or these tax breaks for entrepreneurs. Where the average day citizen is getting screwed and killed right now is the W-2 employees. And that's not fair. That's not fair. I want to see W-2 employees get awarded the same tax benefits that I get as a self-employed entrepreneur. So again, it's not to rub it in anybody's face. It's to say, it's not fair. I agree. And we do need W-2s to get those tax breaks. Because what, I mean, you can make 200 grand a year and you're getting hit so hard with a 40? What's the highest tax bracket right now? I'm out of the loop a little bit. Again, because I don't have to care, because I'm not a W-2 employee. So, but I know it's
bad. You made my husband feel pretty bad. My husband, I'm an entrepreneur and own a couple of businesses and such.
Right.
So I agree with him. But I look at my husband's paycheck as a executive and, you know, it's a lot of money's coming out to go to taxes.
Right.
And I don't see anything really positive coming. from those taxes. And keep in mind, we're not paying Florida state taxes. I feel better probably giving money to the state of Florida right now than I do giving it to the national government.
Oh, absolutely. 100%. At least you know your tax dollars are going to be hard at work. Right now, you're pissing away your money to DEI programs and all this other indoctrination
and illegals
nonsense. And illegals,
you know,
right.
Welfare systems to keep the rich, or I'm sorry, keep the poor suppressed and poor. It's disgusting.
So here's,
I can't think of anything good my money's going towards right now at the federal level.
So here's Trump saying, when I win, you are all getting tax cuts and you are getting a brand new Trump economic boom.
When I win, you are all getting tax cuts and you're getting a brand new Trump economic boom. And that's where we were headed.
So clearly standing ovation, and it just goes to show. And you know what's interesting is everybody needs a tax cut in America, Democrats and Republicans. So,
right, and that's what I was just about to say is who can look at Biden's economy right now and the tax situation and such and think that they're any better off than they were 4 years ago?
Right.
You'd have to be delusioned, mentally sick to think that we're doing well. Mm-hmm. Or that we don't need tax cuts or that we don't need some serious change in our economy. People are barely surviving.
Right.
You know, I was looking at, there were some articles that have come out in the last couple of weeks that were saying how much you needed as a single individual to live in major metropolitan cities. Orlando, you know, where I'm at, was one of those. Mm-hmm. And it was saying for like a single person to be able to survive. And this was not only in Orlando, this was in Tampa, this was in Jacksonville. As a single individual, you had to make at least $130,000+ because of the cost of living, the cost of groceries, the cost of gas, the cost. And for a family of four, you'd have to make like $230,000+. And this wasn't just in Florida, where we have no state income taxes and such. This was in almost every state in the country when they looked at those larger metro areas. That's insane, Matt. Mm-hmm. How many people do you know, family of four in upstate New York, that are making $230,000+ right now? Mm. Even here in Florida, I can't think of a, I mean, I don't know.
No, the only ones who are making that kind of, no, it's like doctors, lawyers aren't even making that kind of money. And I know for a fact they're not. You have to be a major partner in a law firm to make anything near that. Lawyers are barely making anything. Pilots aren't making anything. There's only, you know what? There's only one industry in this country that's making that kind of money. And it's because it's all rigged. And you know what industry I'm referring to. Because the whole game's rigged. And let's be honest, it's the healthcare sector.
Right.
They're making huge, and it's only because we're peddling drugs and getting everybody hooked on drugs and healthcare is big pharma.
Hospital systems, insurance.
Right.
Yeah. And they don't, I'm sorry, it's a topic for another show, but big pharma, hospital systems, insurance companies, they don't care about the American citizens.
No.
It's a big business. I spent 15 years in it. I own a recruitment business in the healthcare industry. Yeah. Makes me sick.
Yeah. So lines, obviously, if you are unaware of Trump's popularity right now, it's growing tenfold. This is a shot of Green Bay, Wisconsin. This is yesterday at 5 a.m. in the morning. And here's people talking about the fact that just after 5 a.m., the line is forming for President Trump's rally 12 hours later. So the rally was at 5 p.m. in Green Bay, Wisconsin. And you had people lining up at 5 a.m. in horrific conditions, too. There was a winter storm warning. It's 37 degrees. And people are like, I'm, it doesn't matter. It's not going to prevent me from getting there. You know, we haven't seen kind of crowds gather this early. We've seen massive crowds, but not this early,
We saw a crowd outside of Biden's event last week.
Yeah, not for the right reasons, though.
I mean, there was a crowd outside of Biden's event at Radio City of Music Hall. But if I remember correctly, it was a bunch of
It was an anti-Biden crowd.
Anti-Biden out of control event.
Right. So your favorite part of the rally, as you just said, was Trump declaring November 5th, the day of the election, what was it, Christianity Visibility Day or Christian Visibility Day?
Christian Visibility Day, where all the Christians will come out and vote.
Yep. So
large numbers.
Which I think is awesome. My favorite part of the rally was Trump calling an end to Zuckerbucks, because that shit has to go. If you think about it, you got one liberal lunatic, Mark Zuckerberg, okay? Love him or hate him, I can't stand the fact that he censors Facebook. I can't stand the fact that he is so one-sided politically. And I can't stand that he's so one-sided that he suppresses and censors anyone who doesn't agree with his opinion. That's what pisses me off. You can be one-sided all you want, but when you start suppressing everybody, and this is why Elon Musk bought Twitter, right? Jack Dorsey did the same thing with Twitter. Suppressed the hell out of anybody who didn't side with the left. We know Zuckerberg does the same thing. We're talking about it on a show right now. And a lot of times, a lot of stories that we report, they get shadow banned or suppressed. So although he allows
it. Or demonetized.
So although.
Does this mean that they're going to stop demonetizing us?
Well, this show's not going to get, this show's not going to get canceled, but it's definitely going to get shadow banned. It's definitely going to get censored. It's going to get demonetized. We won't be able to make money off it. Whereas if I was taking videos of kids in school
transgender we'd be making the millions.
I'd be making millions.
Maybe we're in the wrong
business. Absolutely. I'd be making millions. So I can't stand that about Zuckerberg. I really can't. It's just it's pathetic and it's criminal. It's borderline criminal. But what the worst part about the whole thing is, one person can single-handedly sway the vote, not just how he suppresses right-leaning information, but because of the amount of money that his company could donate to the left. Hundreds of millions of dollars. I think he was one of the largest donors to the Democrat campaign in 2020. It was hundreds of millions of dollars. It was only a $2 trillion campaign, which is a ton of money. But if Zuckerberg is handing them $300-400 million. That's like 25% of the total campaign budget coming from one hard far left liberal donor. That to me is so unacceptable. And as soon as we started letting corporations donate unlimited funds two campaigns, that's where America went to shit.
So that's what I was going to ask you is, do you think that there should be reform and maybe a cap put on organizations 100%. Like Facebook or Zuckerberg?
Because, correct me if I'm wrong, don't individuals have a cap?
I believe so.
I believe I have a cap as to how much I could donate. And again, don't quote me on it, but I think that's the case with individuals.
I'm pretty sure as well. Yeah.
And it was only until recently where companies were allowed to donate this kind of money. I mean, they were never allowed to donate this kind of money because these companies now, like Facebook and like Twitter did when Jack Dorsey was CEO, they single-handedly controlled the direction the country was heading. And that's a dictatorship. That's called a dictatorship. When one person is so powerful that it doesn't matter how the people vote or they sway the vote or influence the vote. And again, we know there's laws that go against election meddling, right? So they've legalized election meddling. Well, Trump wants to put a stop to that. Trump's encouraging Wisconsin supporters. And I believe that vote did pass. I believe yesterday I saw a headline. It did pass in with a resounding yes. Yesterday at the rally, he was trying to get Wisconsin supporters to vote yes on a ballot to questions 1 and 2 to ban Zuckerbucks during this rally. Let's have a listen. And I would love to see this go nationwide.
Go vote and make sure you vote yes on ballot questions 1 and 2. Do you know what that is? That's ban Zuckerbucks. Ban Zuckerbucks. They put up money. They come out with these ballot boxes. One guy gets 3,000 votes in a good area for us, and the other one gets zero. You know who gets zero? Me. You think that's a real deal? No. Go vote and make sure.
So, you know, this is something that's happening in Wisconsin, and I really hope that they take a look at it at a national level, saying, you know, or at least if enough states kind of get on board with this, we're not going to need to really care if New York and California want
right.
to continue with it, right?
So for listeners that may be a little bit confused about what we're talking about, basically private money to fund elections will be banned in Wisconsin because voters approved a constitutional amendment Tuesday that was put forward by the Republicans. Basically, like you said, in reaction to the 2020 campaign where Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg donated just exorbitant amounts of money. And basically, it said also the second part of it, which Trump was referring to, was they approved basically an amendment to the Constitution that says that only election officials can administer the elections.
Good.
So basically, you know, they're trying to just make sure that out-of-state billionaires like Zuckerberg can't come in and mm-hmm. donate these exorbitant amounts of money through their state. So I think it's pretty loud and clear message that they want to keep private money out of the elections. It should be the voters, right, that are making these decisions, not being heavily influenced by these billionaires just spending exorbitant amounts of money on their candidates.
Yeah, because again, one guy is calling the shots here, and and we can't. And I don't want to see it on the right either. I don't want to see it on both sides. I don't want one company controlling the direction the United States is going to head, because that one company is going to have a CEO. It's going to have a founder, right? It's not really the company controlling anything. It's the head of that company and his political viewpoints. Well, Mark Zuckerberg isn't running for anything. If he was running for something, okay, fine. Now go out there and campaign. But you're not. Mm-hmm. So how come Zuckerberg's vote gets to be 350 million times more powerful than my vote? Right? And with that kind of money, you're going to manipulate, whether intentionally or unintentionally, you're going to manipulate and influence the elections, which again is election meddling. Sure. It's illegal.
Sure. And there's 27 other states so far that have adopted similar bans since 2021 after this had happened, that also don't want folks like Zuckerberg and his wife meddling in their elections. So, you know, they gave $420 million to two supposedly non-bipartisan, not-profit organizations in 2020 that then went out and spent a good chunk of that money in Wisconsin influencing the votes. And they obviously did it in other states too. If there are 27 other states that reacted and put the same bans into place,
right?
Which I'm glad that there's these states that are waking up and saying, you know, we don't want your money influencing these elections. Let the people vote.
Right. It just is. And, you know, let's be honest, we know his wife's Chinese, and it's nothing against the Chinese. My wife's Chinese, but there's going to be some serious national security threat. When you have that kind of money, you're going to have countries now trying to get you on board with their agenda. And we know that they have huge ties to China, just like I have huge ties to China. I mean, China is my second home, whether I like it or not. My wife's Chinese, right? His wife's Chinese. And we know that they are 100% going to be influenced because, you know, you support your spouse, right? So I don't have to know what's going on behind closed doors to know that, you know, there's two countries there now and one under one roof here. And you know, there's going to be situations where you're going to feel the need to support your spouse. And that means supporting China. And of course, China's going to jump right on that and say, how can we get Zuckerberg to do things or say things or put money towards things that are going to help us influence the election? So the whole thing would just be better avoided if we just said no more. If now Zuckerberg wants to go donate $1,000, that's okay. He right. should be allowed the same individual campaign financing rights as anyone else, but not as a company.
I mean, that should be criminal.
It
if anybody's
be.
Allowing China to influence donations or the election in any manner.
Mm-hmm.
There should be zero tolerance for that if it ever came to light that that is indeed what is happening.
I mean, indirectly, it has to be what's happening because, again, I mean, I have no proof of it, but it's to avoid the whole situation. It's no different than Eric Swalwell. Remember Swalwell was having an yep. affair with the Chinese spy? It's like, dude, and then he was on the head of the intelligence committee, wasn't he? Well, that whole thing was just so insane.
That's not going to work. You can't work for the federal government and sleeping with the Chinese.
Exactly. So regardless of how real the relationship was, regardless of how authentic and genuine it was, it's a
national.
Right. It's a national
right,
security
like step
threat.
Down. If you're that in love, step down. It's not right. good for the country.
No. Well, and didn't McCarthy kick him off the committee as soon as he became Speaker of the House?
Yeah. I mean,
he kicked him off.
But still, you should have better judgment than that working in that type of position.
What are the audience saying today about this? We got any good comments coming in?
People are pumped over Trump. The good. Truth is Trump 2024 and beyond. Trump 2024.
Yeah.
Bill Smith says, if Trump's not elected, we are all screwed.
Yeah. At this point, yes. Absolutely. Yeah.
People were loving the Christian Day of Visibility.
Good.
Nola commented, love it, with a cross and a heart. I mean, I think that the energy is there. People are just sick and tired of it. And if it's an honest, fair election run with integrity,
mm-hmm.
we've seen the polls. As of today, the polls are still 7-8 point leads in the major swing states. It says a lot.
Phenomenal.
He looks in better condition than he did 2016 or 2020 right now. Thank you, Joe, and your administration.
Well, and look at this. Look who also is sick of it. You have Republicans have now flipped the mayoral election in Wausau, Wisconsin. Democrat Katie Rosenberg spent. And look how much. Look, this is a. Trump is a very good example of this, and all the way down, Democrats are spending like crazy to hang in these elections. Republicans aren't spending much at all. They don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
Stack the coffers, Republicans, because you do not have to piss away your money because the actions of the Democrats and the financial situation in the country speaks to itself. So why would you spend a lot of money? Look at here. Democrat Katie Rosenberg spent $200,000 trying to get reelected for mayor. Meanwhile, her challenger, Doug Dinney, only spent $92,000. All signs lead to an epic Trump win in November. Trump's barely spent a penny. And the media think the media are trying to call Trump out on not spending much. They're saying, hey, Trump, when are you going
to
spend the money? He's like,
he doesn't need to.
I don't need to. You guys are doing my job for me.
Right, exactly. The more that they scrutinize him, the more that he put through the court system, the more that he's everything, the more people are like, I want to know more about this guy.
Yeah.
It's backfired big time. Why does he need to spend more money?
No, he doesn't. He doesn't at all. And I think that's great because I'd rather the GOP stack their coffers and save it for when they really need it. If they don't need it now, let the Democrats deplete their funds. It's going to be a very different situation than the 2020 election. I mean, the Democrats went in stacked with cash.
Right.
Stacked. And Republicans were spending like crazy trying to get Trump reelected. Well, it's a complete 180 today.
Right.
And when we come back, I'd like to take a look at some of these polls. I want to get into the numbers, so we'll do that. We'll do that after this break because it'll be interesting to know what the swing states look like because, let's be honest, that's kind of all that matters in the grand scheme of things. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. after this short commercial break.
Are you sick and tired of the liberal Karens destroying your workforce because they care more about pronouns than profits? Is Debbie Downer from HR hiring too many cats who identify as sheep because she cares more about equity than finding the right person for the job? Listen, we get it. Just because a few crazy Kens want a free ride doesn't mean your business has to bend over to the liberal insanity that's hijacked corporate America.
Inclusive this, inclusive that. How about the only inclusive you focus on is your next all-inclusive holiday, while we focus on building a rock-solid team of hardworking Americans who would rather run circles around your business
than worry about how many mental health days they get each year.
Let's get real here. America is exhausted from having to walk on eggshells because a few political and highly emotional hacks, Democrats, decided they were going to tell you how to run your business. Contrary to popular belief, AOC, this still is a free country, and you, the business owner, shouldn't have to care if you made Felicia cry because you actually told her to come into the office today. Come on, man. What happened to the American dream?
What happened to hiring the best candidate for the job? What happened to
make America great again?
Look, at the end of the day, the only race that any of us should concern ourselves with is the race to the top. And that means looking for candidates who will drive your company forward and not into the ground. At our workforce, we don't care if you're white, black, brown, or yellow, or if Jimmy wants to identify as Jessica for the day. So the next time HR Karen tells you that you need to consider feelings over facts,
you tell Karen you're not doing pronouns over profits anymore,
and that you're going to let our workforce take it from here. Our workforce. Make your business great again.
I'm Joe Biden, and I
do whatever the hell they want.
So it's Trump 2024 week. He just had a massive rally in Green Bay, Wisconsin, said a lot of really good things. One of the things that I actually really liked about Trump's demeanor, and I've been a huge critic of Trump while on the campaign trail, as you know, is there's a lot less outrageous, derogatory comments attacking the left, and there's a lot more focusing on his policies, and I think that's great. And again, you might be annoyed that I called him derogatory comments, but let's be honest, okay? You know, Trump is Trump, and this is why some people love him. They're like, who cares about his comments, right? Who cares? That's just who he is, and that's why we love him. And I agree with that.
Sure.
But from a campaign stance, I've said numerous times, I understand that. But he's got to win the presidency, right? Is Trump an entertainer or is he a political candidate? If he's an entertainer, awesome. I'll go pay money to see Trump trash and be derogatory towards people because I'll pay money to go see a comedian do that too. But at some point, we got to get real here, right? And we got to start talking about what you're going to do to get this country back on track because he needs that independent vote, right? He needs the independent vote for this to work out.
I think that Biden's administration has certainly made it easy for him, right?
Sure.
He's not having to be extreme or find ways to grab people's attention. Biden's done it for him. And now he simply is able to say, this is how I'm going to bring law and order back to the country. This is how I'm going to work on making, you know, life more affordable for you through tax breaks and looking at our economy and having this Trump boost in the economy if I'm back in office. I'm looking at ways that we're going to, you know, secure our borders and remove these people from the country. So really at this point, there's so much serious stuff going on that he doesn't need to be outrageous. He doesn't need to make mocking comments to win over his voters. He simply needs to let people know on both sides of the aisle, Republicans and Democrats, what he's going to bring to the table to fix the problems that we are all facing. Because this isn't just Republicans feeling this way. We're seeing it across the board with also Democrats that are saying, you know, this isn't working. These policies aren't working. So
right.
I really do appreciate the fact that he's sticking to the issues that matter, but I don't think he needs to be outrageous to get anybody's attention. Biden's administration has gotten our attention. Mm-hmm. Now we need to know who's going to fix this and help us out of it. So I think he's doing a great job.
So this is an interesting poll. We were talking about polls, and we said after the break, we get into some of these polls in the swing states. This is awesome. So Gallup's put out a poll, and this speaks volumes, and it's so accurate and so on point. Does the following apply to Biden or Trump? And the plus or minus shift since September 2020. So again, this is business versus who's likable. Okay. Mm-hmm. Who can manage the government more effectively? Trump, 49%, an uptick of a point. Biden, 39%. So a 10-point gain on who, or a 10-point lead on who can manage the government effectively. Biden's plummeted in that 13 points. In that one question alone since September 2020. Who's more likable? Not surprised. Biden, because again, the Democrats run their campaigns on feelings, right? Feelings over facts. So who's more likable? Biden, 57%, but what's or versus Trump's 37%. So Biden has a 20-point lead on Trump on who's more likable. Not surprised. Who cares at the end of the day? I don't care who you don't have to be likable. You just have to get the job done, right? Trump's made it very clear. I can care less if you like me or not. I'm here to get the job done. I'm here for the American people. Biden could take the likable award. Great. Here's your freaking participation trophy for being the most likable. Here's your cookie for being the most likable president in America. Who gives a shit, right? What's interesting, though, is that Biden's down 9 points from the September 2020 poll.
Right.
So even though he's more likable than Trump, he's lost a lot of that.
Some people are coming to their senses.
Mm-hmm. And they're saying, you know what? You're not even that likable anymore. Because
right. I hate you. Like my grocery bill's doubled. I don't like you anymore.
Exactly. Exactly. Like you, I like you less and less. So, you know, 9 points lower and Trump's got a point. And to be honest, Trump's not that bad. Let's be honest here. 20 points off Biden. I don't agree with that. I agree. Trump could be an asshole at some times. And you know, that's just the way he is. He's kind of like that. He's like the, he's like your grandpa, you know, that grandpa growing up. Who's he's just going to speak his mind and he can care less what anybody thinks. That's the generation that Trump grew up in. And we all loved it as kids, right? But
I mean, I didn't love it as a kid, but looking back, I'm really glad.
I guess, yeah, that's true. That's a fair point. That's a good point.
In the moment, you can't appreciate it. But then looking back, you're like, dang.
Sure. Now you laugh at it, right? Now you laugh at it.
Yeah.
Because why? Because we grew up. We grew
exactly.
up. We grew up and we realized.
Maybe some of the voters just need to grow up
I think so. I think so. I think half the country does need to grow up and say, listen, do you want a leader or do you want a friend? Right?
Yeah.
If you're looking for a friend, go to Starbucks and go find a friend. If you're looking for a leader of a country, well.
Yeah, the leader of the free world.
Yeah.
I think that we need to reevaluate.
Right. So I thought that was interesting. Displays good judgment in crisis. For those of you who are listening and not watching, we're talking about this is from Interactive Polls. This is a Gallup poll, and it's basically asked, do you think Trump or Biden wins this group or wins this category? The first question was, can manage the government effectively? 49% say Trump, 39% say Biden. The next question was, who's more likable? Well, 57% said Biden, 37% said Trump. The next question was, displays good judgment in crisis. Well, Trump, winner on this one, 45% versus Biden's 40%. And again, look what's happened here. Biden's fallen 9 points since the September 2020 question.
Well, I mean, cripe, the Afghanistan, you know, withdrawal was a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised it's not like minus 30 points.
I mean, the thing is,
bad decision after bad decision.
And it's not just Biden, it's Democrats. They don't handle crisis well enough. They're not, because again, they're too concerned with feelings over getting the job done. They're they try to cater to too many demographics. I feel like these demographics have this administration and the entire party being pulled in a million different directions. I mean, you've got like, right. you've got groups within groups. Look at the squad. The squad alone, AOC, Ilhan Omar, I don't know. I'm drawing a blank.
I can't even keep up with all of it.
It's growing. The squad. There's so many.
5% of our voter base. 1%. 0.0034%. And maybe at the end of the day, it will add up to, if they're lucky, a couple percent of the voter base. They're so off track, catering to these little, like you said, like almost like subgroups of groups.
Yeah.
That like they're completely lost.
Right. And that's not what.
And then they offend the biggest groups in the country, like the Christians on Easter Sunday. Tone deaf.
Tone deaf or stupid.
Happy and yeah, as long as we're, you know, cupcakes and rainbows and sunshines and a bunch of lies, we're good.
So obviously Trump takes Biden on a good judgment of, in crisis. Is strong. So here's a poll they did. Who's more strong and a decisive leader, Trump or Biden? Well, Trump crushed Biden that one. 57% to Biden's 38%. Trump, again, up a point since 2020, September 2020. Biden down 8 points on that question since September 2020. So not only is Trump destroying Biden in this one question, but Biden's tanked on it. And again, who thinks Biden is a strong leader? I mean, let's be honest. You could tell me you're never, ever, ever, ever going to vote for Trump. You could tell me I don't care if the country burns. I am never voting for Trump. Fine. But you cannot sit here and look me in the face and tell me that Biden's actually a good leader. Like, you can't, like, how can you say that with a straight face? You can't, right? Because what has he actually done? What's he actually done? Yes, there's a few things he's done. He's going to have his like his policy sheet, his list of accomplishments a mile long because the Democrats are going to make everything look like he did it. And there's going to be a few decent things in there. You know, it's not all horrific. There's some things he I think I would even say, okay, fair enough. He did okay in that category. But from an overall stance, he's been a horrible leader. Right. So
I'm sitting here and I'm trying to think of what those things are going to be.
True.
Well, we know that they're going to pimp out the whole student loan thing,
which never passed. Right? So you can't even give him that. You can't. Right. I mean, there has to be something in there that he
I'm really trying to think about this. Like, what is going to be on his sheet of accomplishments?
It'll be trans this, DEI this. Yeah, they will. They'll be trans this, DEI this, and, you know, Biden helped the LGBTQ plus community do something. I don't know. Maybe he hired them, but whatever. That's not leadership, though. Again,
I'm literally trying to think, like, what are the major accomplishments of the last 4 years? And I'm just...
So here's what Biden did win. Biden won caring about people like you. 48% to Trump's 42%, which I'm actually surprised Trump even pulled that high because Trump doesn't give a shit, right? He's like, dude, come on, I don't care. Like, I'm not here to be your friend. I'm here to get the job done. Okay.
Here's the news flash to everybody listening. No politician cares about you.
Right.
Yeah. We've talked about that for years, but like anybody that like, you know, like your Republican congressman wakes up and goes, oh, what am I going to do for Joe Smith today?
Right.
No. I'm glad that they give the perception that they care about you.
Yeah. Yeah. I do. With that said, I do honestly believe Trump does care very much about America.
America as a whole, the country.
As a whole, the country.
Right.
You know, but listen, they're all in it to get reelected. They're in it to raise funds for their party.
Why do you think that Trump is really in it? I mean, he's not friends with any of the
Republican Party. No, he's in it for America. He's absolutely in it for America. 100%.
Right.
100%.
Yeah. He's not a typical lifelong career politician.
No.
I think it's important to mention that. I mean, the guy's a self-made billionaire.
Yeah.
He's not friends with any of the politicians or the rhinos or really anybody.
Right.
Not asking anybody for any favors. I think it's fair to say he, and I think that was what drew people so heavily in 2016 to him, was that mm-hmm. he was different.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that, you know, people will realize that career politicians like Joe Biden, watching him the last 4 years, isn't working. It's not working, people.
No. And the last question was, who's more honest and trustworthy? Well, Biden got 46%, Trump 35%. Stop. Both down. I mean, the left are brainwashed, though. So I'm not surprised at all that they think Biden's more true. The left just have a louder microphone. Okay, they manipulated the whole January 6th insurrection situation. They've manipulated a lot, and
right.
they have a louder. They just have a louder microphone. The court cases, the hearings, all this
exactly.
crap. So I'm not surprised. But again, who cares? Whatever. You know, at the end of the day, yeah. can I trust Trump on everything that comes out of his mouth? No, of course not. Do I care if he's fabricating certain points? No, I just want a good leader who's going to get America back on track, which is why right. Biden beats Trump on likability, but Trump crushed Biden on leadership.
We need a leader,
yeah,
not your best friends.
Right. I don't need another friend. I was going to say I have enough friends. I don't, actually. You're my friend. Probably one of the very few left after all.
I think we lost a lot of friends from COVID.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm sure a lot of people listening to the show also lost a lot of friends from COVID. But we'll be
it's
your
okay.
friend. We'll be your
it's
friend.
It's okay. You know what? I'm not crying a river.
Yeah.
Looking at the comments here, we have Trisha. She says, everything Biden has done was to destroy us all.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of one decent policy the Democrats have done in decades. I can't think of anything that the Biden administration.
You know, we
has
just try to look it up,
done.
Trisha, and you're absolutely right. I apologize for saying that. I'm sure there's a few things that he's done well. You know, I guess that was a really stupid comment on my end because, Christina, you just try to look up a few things and you can't find anything off. I mean, you know what I mean? Like Google, we have
whenever
access.
Whenever the audience
so
sees my head down,
sorry.
It's me on my phone frantically Googling
yeah.
either to get our audience better information on something
right.
or to try to.
Right. And you couldn't even back me up. You were trying to back me up.
I'm like, student loans?
Right. No. And I'm like, no, of course not. Because, and again, we all know what BS the student loan situation was. But as a right. Democrat, you
my
should
student,
also know.
My student loan amount went up. I'm not here to cry a river.
Right.
But the SAVE program where we were all going to save money, my student loan payment just went up $30-something. So once again, it's like Americans like me, I'd like to think that my family's probably upper middle, you know,
mm-hmm.
upper middle class. Screwed once again. Thanks, Biden. Yeah. My payment just went up $30-something.
It doesn't matter what class you are today. Everyone's screwed, right? There is no upper class anymore. I mean, let's be honest. Upper class is now middle class. Middle class is struggling to pay their bills. You know, we're all in this together. No one cares about status.
Yeah. You better redefine
anymore.
Who you are, because if you thought
right.
you were middle class 5 years ago, you're not lower class.
Right. We're all in this. But you know what? The point, I hate this whole class crap, is we're all in this together anyway. And we all want to just get somebody in there who's going to turn America around. Eric Clayton left a good comment. I don't know if I agree with this. And I know a lot of people really, really want her. He said, Candace Owen, vice president, they will take America and hold everyone accountable. I agree with the fact that Trump and Candace Owens would hold everyone accountable. That is a powerhouse team. Do you think Candace Owens would be a good VP pick? Do you think that's?
I think she's too far. She's too conservative.
Okay.
Trump really needs to find somebody, I think, that's more moderate, that can really secure the people
mm-hmm.
that are kind of on the fence
yeah.
or that independent vote.
Right. Now, hold on a second. Before you guys shit all over Christina for saying that.
I know.
She is as conservative.
I love Candace Owens.
And you are as conservative. And you and I have had arguments too. And I'm like, dude, you're way too conservative sometimes. And you behind closed doors, Christina's referred to me as a closet liberal. So we attack each other. Okay. But I want to let everybody know.
That was our late. Right.
Right. But I do want to let everybody know, just because I'm more moderate than you are, and you are very conservative. So for you to say,
I love Candace Owens.
Right.
She's great. But when I think, I love her. But when I think about how to secure the election, how to draw the most voters in. Mm-hmm. I just feel like she's very,
it's too like, much.
She's
right? too
so
much.
Far right.
Yeah. Too much.
That there's going to be people that, you know, do not believe with her views on medical choice and medical freedom, mm-hmm. that don't believe in, you know,
she should have gone with
a lot of the things.
Why didn't RFK pick her? She would have been a phenomenal pick for RFK. That would have really screwed things up for us. Big time.
It would have ruined Trump's election. But there was an interview, I believe, yesterday with RFK, and he actually said that Biden is far more dangerous to this country than Trump would be. So I'm wondering.
Yeah, RFK did say that. Yes.
He did yesterday. And so I, you know, I'm almost wondering, did RFK make the pick that he picked to take some more of the votes from Biden, ultimately knowing that he's not going to win the election, right, as an independent,
right,
but knowing that he'll steal some of those votes from Biden and secure, if it's a fair, honest election, secure the election for Trump.
Just real quick.
I think there's more to this. RFK has been very gracious to Trump.
Give me a few contenders.
Not so much for Biden.
Give me a few contenders. We're going to throw up a poll right now. Who do you want Trump to pick for VP? So if you're listening, if you're watching right this now, please comment, because I'm going to put these in a poll and I'm going to let people as they pop in and out of this show. Remember, we're on different platforms too, so it's not just Facebook. But who do you, give me some names, Christina. Who do you want Trump to pick for VP? I put Candace Owens there because Eric Clayton just suggested it, so that's awesome. Guys, please comment. I want to hear who you want Trump. I'm going to throw it in our poll right now. Let's see if who you want is actually favored by most conservatives. Because even though there's only a handful of people on Facebook right now, this show will be watched by thousands throughout the day, and you'll get a ton of people who are going to vote. So Candace Owens, Tim Scott, who else? Who would you like to see?
I would say Tim Scott.
Mm-hmm. Ben Carson's been a big one.
People say Tucker Carlson, throw him up.
Okay, I'll throw Tucker Carlson up. And can you let me know if people are throwing comments in. Guys, if you just popped on, who do you want Trump to pick for VP? Let me know and we'll make a poll out of it. And then I'll also put your question in the feature poll for Patriot One News, which will go out to 500,000 Patriots. So Tucker Carlson. I don't think I can add any more right now. That's because we're on a live right now, so I'm not sure how it works. Who do you want to? Oh, let's take out Ben Carson. Let's put in Kristi Noem. Kristi Noem. Anyone else?
Vivek. People are still
they're still on the Vivek
on
train.
Vivek.
Who do you want? Okay, so I can't put in. Let's see. So I only get four. Who should my four be? Candace Owens, Tim Scott, Kristi Noem, Tucker Carlson. Should I take Tucker and put in Vivek?
Sure.
What is it? V-I-V-E-K? How do you spell
V-I-V-E-K?
Ramaswamy, right? R-A-M-A-S-W-A-M-Y, right?
Do you think Ron DeSantis is really done?
No way. Yeah, he's done. He's not going to be Trump's VP. No
done?
Freaking way. No way.
I think he's done too. But
no way.
How about Gabbard? Left the Democratic Party in 2022.
Mm-hmm.
Former U.S. representative. She is now a right-leaning politician. It would be a very weird and risky pick, I think so. But it may secure some of the more moderate folks or folks that are thinking about leaving the Democratic Party.
All right, so we just activated the poll. The poll's now live. Who do you want Trump to pick for VP? Because it's going to get very real, very quick.
I just want him to announce it.
Well, what's he waiting for? I mean, seriously now, like, come on, dude. Like, the election's in November. What are you waiting for? Or is he having that hard of a time picking? Is it? Because let's be honest, this is the election of a lifetime, right? We all thought.
When did he announce? Let's see when he announced. I'm trusty Googling. When did he announce?
Okay, so.
In 2016.
So they're coming in. Candace, Candace Owens, Kristi Noem, two for Vivek so far. So 50%. Vivek holds 50% of the vote. Candace Owens and Vivek are now tied, 40-40. Kristi Noem takes 20.
Maybe we're getting a little ahead of ourselves. So I just ran a quick Google here. Trump did not announce Pence as his running mate until the morning of July 15th, 2016.
Wow.
So we're still 3 months out.
Wow. Huh. Find out when Biden announced Harris.
Okay. I will do will do that.
I want to see when Biden announced Harris. So far, Kristi Noem's taking the lead. Who do you want Trump to pick for VP? And again, guys, I'm sorry I don't have like 50 million options here for everybody to pick. Facebook on live only lets me do four. But comment, because what I'm going to do is we're going to take all these comments and we're going to create a poll on Patriot One News Live where I could add a ton of comments. I mean, I could add a lot more poll answers. So I'd love to know who you guys would like to see. Let's see what comments are coming in right now.
August. So in 2020, he announced Kamala as his VP on August 11th. So it seems like it's more of a summer timeline. Maybe we're rushing things. We're getting, but here's the other thing too, is that
yeah, we're just anxious, huh?
Everybody dropped out of the race really early.
Right. Yeah, they did. Well, they
knew they didn't stand a chance.
They knew they did not stand a chance. No way.
Right. So I feel like we're ahead of schedule almost. Whereas in 2016, we were having legit primaries, even in New York State. I remember going out in 2016. I had my Trump signs in front of my house. I remember seeing him. I went to the airport, to the hangar where he came into Rochester, New York that year. And I think that there was still legitimate competition going on for the primary. Well, there's not one going on any longer. Right?
No. I think Haley, she just wanted to see, you know, is it what chance do I really have? I feel like a lot of these guys, even DeSantis, I feel like this was just a dry run for 2028. Let's be honest. And I'll tell you right now, I'm calling it right now. It's going to be DeSantis, Haley, 2028 primary contenders. Those are going to be your top two. I'm telling you right now. You can love me for it. You can hate me for it. It's going to come with Trump out of the picture. It's going to be Haley DeSantis.
And DeSantis only, we are a two-term state in Florida.
He's done.
So
he's
it's
done.
Not like states like New York where you can sit as the governor for the rest of your life.
This is not the
politically,
end of Haley.
He's going to need to move on to something else.
And he's going to need to do it in 2028. Otherwise, you're out of the game for too long and it's game over, right? You're done.
Exactly.
You can't be out of the game that long. If you think you've seen the end of Haley, you're going to be very sad when she shows up in 2028 and has a very, very good opportunity against DeSantis. However, I don't think she could beat DeSantis in a million years.
Yeah, I just don't like her. And I know some of our listeners aren't going to want to hear that. I just don't trust her.
Right.
Let's pray. I would take DeSantis any day over her.
So here's a great comment by William Zacharias. Trump reminds me of General George Patton. If it weren't for Patton and Ike, we would not be living in a democracy as we are at this point in our history. Trump is the closest thing that can straighten this mess out. I don't know much about the General Patton situation, do you? I'll have to look at that. It's a great comment.
Interesting.
It's a great comment.
Very interesting.
Thank you guys for your reactions, your comments. Please share this live. We're trying to get the word out. We're here every single Monday through Friday. Live on the Patriot One News Network. We're going to be having guests soon, so please message us if you know something. If you see something, say something. We'd love to have you on the show, and if you haven't filled out the poll yet, go ahead and do that. We're going to be going live on Rumble, YouTube, Twitter soon, and you can also catch all the podcasts updated daily on Google, Apple, iHeartRadio, and all of your other
Spotify,
TuneIn, and all of the other platforms. So you can catch those replays as well. Guys, stay tuned. We're going to see you tomorrow, same time, right here on Patriot One News Network. Have a good day.